east of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast. Hello there. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Texas.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the show.
Well, I'll say one thing first. The guy from Pennsylvania that had the Bigfoot incident, he's lucky he didn't have it down here. The ones down here are just mean, it seems like.
That would have torn him apart, huh?
Well, I don't know what it is about the ones that are on the Red River, but they're not nice. Well, I'm going to tell you a little story about an incident I had with a Ouija board.
All right.
My cousin had gotten into black magic pretty heavily, and she was using this Ouija board that she had had made. It was actually a handmade Ouija board.
Exactly.
So, she had had a lot of bad stuff happen, and she had actually attempted suicide. And while she was in the hospital, I was going went to her house, and I decided to destroy it. Well, me being not the brightest person in the world at that time about supernatural things, decides, okay, well, driving a sword through a vampire's heart works pretty good. I guess it might work on a Ouija board.
I don't know.
Well, I go over to the local Catholic church, get a little vial of holy water, get my sword, which really, truthfully, George, it was basically a three-foot steak knife that I picked up at a flea market.
A three-foot steak knife?
That's the best description I could use for it.
What do they do, barbecue the entire cow, and you use that knife for that?
It's Texas.
Yeah, it's Texas. That's true. Go ahead.
Well, I poured the holy water on the sword and stabbed it through the middle of the Ouija board. Well, the Ouija board caught on fire.
Wait a minute. It catches on fire, and you don't bring any flames to the party here, right?
No. No flames. I didn't bring anything to burn it with. I just thought, okay, I'll just, you know, break it apart. Well, it starts burning, and I didn't stick around. I ran. And to this day, I still go by where the place where she was living at the time. There's still a patch on the ground where that burned at that to this day has not grown any grass, and that was 10 years ago.
What an incredible story. You stumbled into something, my friend.
Well, I wish I hadn't stumbled into it, because since that time, I've had strange things happen to me from that point on.
Good things or bad things?
Well, I would say bad. See, now at this time in my life, I'm a security guard, and I see some of the strangest things out here at night.
You think the Ouija board had something to do with it?
I think I pissed something off.
Well, sounds like you opened up a portal to something, and out it came.